Fresh Perspective features young professionals in the scrap and recycling industry, offering insights from the next generation of industry leaders. Guests share their stories of what led them to the scrap industry and new ideas on industry trends. Tune in to hear stories from scrap processors, traders, operators, and others who are starting to lead in this space. Fresh Perspective is beginning an ongoing dialogue with the future executives of the industry.
Hi, my name is Megan Smalley, and I'm with Recycling Today magazine. Welcome to the Fresh Perspective podcast. I'm here today with Scott Sass, who is the Director of Technology at Altera Energy, which is based in Akron, Ohio. Scott grew up in Ohio and received a degree in material science and engineering from Ohio State University. He interned at GE Lighting and then took a full-time job at GE after he received his bachelor's degree from Ohio State. Scott wanted to use his skills in technology development and process optimization to help find solutions to plastic pollution, so he joined Baydex Energy about 9 years ago, which was acquired by Altera in 2019. Over the past 9 years, Scott has held engineering and project management roles at the company. So thanks for coming on the show today, Scott. How are things going?
Going great. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here to talk about Altera and advanced recycling.
Awesome. So to start things off, tell me, what do you do at Altera on a day-to-day basis? And then what do you do for fun when you're not at Altera?
Yeah, sure. So at Altera, I'm the director of technology. So in this role, I lead a team which is developing the next generation of technology and reactor design used in the pyrolysis of hard-to-recycle plastics. It's an awesome opportunity in this role. I get to work with some really talented engineers, chemists, and scientists, where we're really kind of developing the next generation of technology for Altera. For fun, other than working at Altera, I have a family, my wife of 13 years, Molly, and then I have two boys, Ramble, who's 10, and Ransom, who's 4. And between the two of them, they keep us really busy and have a lot of fun as well.
Awesome. And I got to say, you know, plastics recycling, pyrolysis, that sounds fun in and of itself as well. So,
yeah.
Now, before you entered advanced recycling, you held some engineering roles at GE, which is totally different, maybe not totally different, but fairly different from what you're doing now. So what was it like going from GE to Baydex Energy in 2014? And what did you know about recycling at that time?
Yeah, didn't know much about recycling at the time, to be honest with you. Left GE. GE's 300,000 global employees at the time, and I was employee number 6 at Altera, or it was, I guess, Baydex Energy at the time. And the reason why I left was really just an opportunity to build and create, and to create a technology. And at the time, we were really looking to convert hard-to-recycle plastics into energy, into fuel. And where things have really changed since I've joined the company is what we're doing is we're creating value from hard-to-recycle plastics, because we've developed a technology that can convert those hard-to-recycle plastics back into their building blocks, back into their feedstocks, their chemicals that are used by the big petchems to make new plastics. And that's just like as an engineer, to have an opportunity to create something like that, to really create like an industry, it's just an awesome opportunity. So, and then also to build a team. So at GE, we were kind of like a cog in a machine, you know, and the machine would just keep running whether we were there or not. With a small entrepreneurial company like we were, you know, the opportunity to build out that team. And so we've grown from 6 people up to 32 people now.
Wow. And so when you joined Baydex, you said you're 1 of 6 people. What were those other 5 people doing, and what was it like?
We were doing everything. So that's one thing that I learned with joining a small company is, you know, you've heard the phrase, wear lots of different hats. Well, you know, you really get to wear all these different hats when you're with a really small company like that. So you may be doing process design one day, then safety the next day, then operations the next day, then sweeping the floor at the pilot plant to clean it up because an investor is coming in, because, you know, we're still in the part of our kind of our company where we're raising money and things like that. So we did everything. So which is really a great opportunity, because you learn every aspect of how things work.
That's awesome. Now, I take it that when you were with GE, definitely different. You weren't sweeping floors or anything like that. But You know, how did your experiences at GE help you as you transitioned to Baydex and what is now Altera?
Yeah, so I went through a leadership training program at GE, their Edison program. And what GE really taught us was how to be good operators of technology, how to be good developers of technology, gave us an operational backbone, a discipline on how to do things. And, you know, we took that because the other people that I worked with were also former GE people. So we were like, it's probably about three of us that all were with GE at one time. So we really took all of that like rigor and discipline and operational know-how that we learned at GE and then implemented that in Baydex. And so it really gave us a kind of a common language and a starting point with Baydex.
So what are some lessons you learned once you went to Baydex that have stuck with you the last 9 years?
Yeah, some lessons learned, you know, kind of in recycling in general is expect the unexpected. When I was with GE in lighting, and then I also worked in healthcare, highly regulated kind of industry. When I moved to recycling, very different industry, lots of variation. Feedstock is literally trash, so it varies. So we used to have the saying in GE, variation is evil. And we wanted to get rid of all variation, feedstock variation, temperature, pressure, variation within the process. Within recycling, variation is every day. Like you may get a box of feedstock in to our process, and it may not be the right feedstock, or there may be a hammerhead in that feedstock, or there may be garbage in that batch of feedstock. And so you have to develop processes and operations that are robust to that variation. So that's really kind of one of the big lessons learned that I've had within working within recycling.
Yeah. And were there any misconceptions you had about recycling coming in?
You know, I would say that I didn't know what I didn't know at the time, you know, because when we first started as Baydex, we were really an energy company. We weren't really recycling. We were taking a hard to recycle plastic and we were converting that into a fuel, diesel fuel, gasoline, that kind of stuff. And we're definitely more of a recycling company, and that industry has changed. Even in my, you know, 9 years working within this industry, where we were once a fuel and energy company, so now we're a recycling company, and we're taking that plastic that has little to no value, that people are, you know, throwing in the trash can because it has no value, and we're taking that, putting it through our process, and converting it back into the building blocks of plastic, and then making that hard to recycle plastic valuable. And now we truly are recyclers, and we're advanced recyclers.
So Altera acquired Baydex in 2019. What was the transition like going from Baydex to Altera? Was that kind of like what you were just saying? It was, you know, used to be an energy company. Now it's plastic recycling.
Right. Yeah. The biggest transformation in my 9 years with Altera has been, at one point, like I said, we were making fuel and we were kind of pushing this product out into the marketplace. Our customers were kind of like, that stuff is weird. That pyrolysis oil is not like normal crude oil. It's a drop in the ocean compared to what we're processing, and like, just keep it away from us, basically. And so what we would then do is convert that pyrolysis oil into a more refined product like diesel fuel, and we would sell that diesel fuel. And it was very much like of a push into the marketplace. It has completely turned on its head now, where we're being pulled by the big pet chem companies to make as much pyrolysis oil as possible, because they've recognized that our technology is capable of producing something that they can utilize to make new plastics. And so that's really what we focus on, is taking hard to recycle plastics and converting it into like a synthetic crude oil that we can then give to the pet chem companies, and then they can do further refining and convert those into feedstocks for making new plastics.
Now you say hard to recycle plastics. What does that mean exactly? Would that include LDPE or LLDPE films? What kind of plastics are you working with?
Yeah, so we're working with polyolefins, LDPE, HDPE, any kind of polyethylene or polypropylene, and polystyrene as well. These are plastics that cannot go to mechanical recycling, traditional mechanical recycling, where that component, that yogurt container, that granola bar wrapper can't be melted down and converted back into plastic pellets or mm-hmm. converted into something, just melted and converted into something. So what our process does is we chemically disassemble the polymer, that plastic, and convert it back into like a pyrolysis oil or a synthetic crude oil.
Got it. And where are all the plastics coming from?
Yeah, so we have a network of plastic suppliers. We have a partner, Ravago, who helps us source our feedstock. Much of it is post-consumer residue. So this is coming from a MRF, the residue that's left over from all of the sorting that's mixed with various mixtures of plastics with paper and wood and other things mixed in it. So we really focus on plastics that cannot be mechanically recycled.
Now, recycling today, we have some readers and listeners across the recycled materials industry. So I'm sure some listeners aren't super familiar with advanced recycling
processes. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you walk me through the definition of, what are you guys doing versus what other people might call chemical recycling, advanced recycling?
Yep. So what we do is we take hard to recycle plastics that are destined for landfills and give them new life. And we do this through a process called pyrolysis, where we heat the hard to recycle plastic up in the absence of oxygen, which then breaks that plastic down into a vapor phase. This vapor then is pulled out of our reactor, and we then condense it into a synthetic crude oil, which then can be used as a feedstock to make new plastics. What Alterra does is it really focuses on the conversion technology of the hard to recycle plastics into pyrolysis oil. And then we have a network of partners for feedstock acquisition and purification and processing of the pyrolysis oil. So what's really key there is we're not burning the plastic. We're heating the plastic up and we're doing a phase conversion of the plastic. So we're converting it from a solid into a vapor phase, and then we condense that vapor back into a liquid. And that's what we ship to our customers.
Tell me a little bit about Alterra's facility itself. Has that changed since you've been with the company? What's it like and what changes have happened?
Yeah, so we have a full-scale demonstration plant in Akron. It's a 20 KTA plant, and that's 20 KTA of feedstock. And that's really where I dedicated the first 8 years of my career with Alterra, was at that site developing the technology and then demonstrating that technology at full scale. And there were lots of iterations associated with the development of the technology. Changes in reactor design, changes in condensing system design, changes in feedstock handling at the site. And so once we really kind of developed the technology and then were able to demonstrate it at full scale, where my role kind of changed then was more teaching our technology to our customers, to our licensing customers. So our pyrolysis oil customers, we have people who buy our pyrolysis oil, but then also we license this technology. And then we also have partners like Neste, who is a Finnish oil and gas company, the largest producer of renewable energy in the world, is a partner and an investor into Alterra. And so that's really how my role has evolved from technology development to technology teacher of this advanced recycling technology, and then leading the tech development team as we continue to develop improvements to the technology.
So Scott, tell me a little bit about what Alterra is working on right now related to technology. Could you share some projects that you're working on and what excites you most?
Yeah. So, the technology has already generated interest outside of Akron. I've talked a lot about Akron already in our discussion here, but we're really growing outside of Akron. Ravago and a Finnish refiner, Neste, that I've already kind of talked about, are an Alterra investor, are planning to build a plant in Vlissingen, Holland. This will be capable of processing 55,000 tons of hard-to-recycle plastic on an annual basis. We also have another project with Abundia Global Impact, which plans to build a plant in the UK, which will be capable of processing 40,000 tons per year of hard-to-recycle plastic. And then Alterra itself within the U.S. is working on multiple projects on the Gulf Coast And, you know, we should have some announcements in the next few quarters associated with those projects. And really what, you know, what excites me about these projects is obviously, you know, we're seeing investment in advanced recycling. We're seeing, you know, we're growing beyond Akron, but we still have so much to accomplish with our technology. We've developed it enough so that it's, you know, we're capable of deploying it now at a commercial scale, but we still have huge opportunities to increase efficiency, increase capacity, cast a wider net on feedstock and reduce operating costs. And I'm super honored to lead the team that's doing that work.
Now, Scott, what are some challenges that you see impacting plastics recyclers most? And how is Altera working through those challenges?
Yeah, so one of our largest challenges associated with advanced recycling is just really teaching people about the technology. You know, when you hear the word pyrolysis, a lot of people confuse that with incineration. And we're not burning plastics. What we're doing is we're taking that granola bar wrapper and we're converting it back into chemicals that can be used to make new plastics. You know, and I think we need to all understand that plastics can't be eliminated. That there's a certain amount of plastics that we need to have in society to kind of maintain our current standard of living. You know, example, you know, my dad was recently in the hospital for 3 months with severe pancreatitis. And without the tools and the materials that were made out of plastics that the nurses and the doctors needed to have, he may have died, you know, without those kinds of, that kind of tools available. And so we're always going to have plastics, and we need to accept that. But what we can't accept is taking that plastic and throwing it in a landfill, throwing it in an ocean, burning it. So we have to have technology that we can take that plastic and convert it back into new plastics. And that's really what Altera does and what this industry is doing. This is it's establishing this advanced chemical recycling. So what's Altera doing about it? We're walking the walk. We have a full-scale demonstration plant in Akron. We are able to bring people in. They can see it operate at scale. We have this asset where we can demonstrate and do heat balance calculations, demonstrate its efficiency, and develop new projects and new things to do to make it even better.
You know, I think you brought up some good points there about plastics, that you have to do something about it. We need them in our society, but you can't just throw them in the landfill. And that's where technology plays a role. So what would you say are some technologies that you hope the recycling industry embraces more, and specifically advanced recycling, and keeping in mind that some of our readers aren't familiar with what that practically looks like with advanced recycling, chemical recycling?
Yeah. So what I'm kind of hoping is that the brand owners and the producers of plastic packaging recognize the potential for advanced recycling and design their products more for our industry. You know, we're chemically taking this hard to recycle plastic apart, and we're converting it into a chemical that can be used to make new plastics. If we can simplify the materials used in packaging and then educate the consumer on these changes, this will ultimately lead to more feedstock that's suitable for advanced recycling and grow our technology and our industry. And then this will ultimately reduce the amount of plastic going into landfills, oceans, and into incineration.
Awesome. So it sounds like at the core you're saying packaging design is what needs to change first and foremost.
Yeah, if we can make the package less shiny on the storefront, but it's easier to recycle, mm-hmm. and then educate the consumer that this, you know, this granola bar wrapper is not as shiny because it contains less materials in it, then we can then, you know, more easily chemically recycle that hard to recycle, that waste plastic, and then ultimately grow this technology, which will ultimately lead to less plastic in the oceans, landfills, and incineration.
So where do you see advanced recycling technologies heading in the near-term future? What do you hope to see?
Yeah, I hope to see, you know, continued investment and growth within our industry, continue, and for people to become more knowledgeable about the possibilities of advanced recycling. You know, we believe we've developed a technology that can really solve one of humanity's greatest challenges, and that's plastic pollution crisis. And, you know, I'm excited to teach our customers, partners, and the world about this technology.
So, Scott, as a final question, you know, Altera is still a fairly small company with 32 people, but what has been the company's approach to hiring the right people for its team? What did the company look for when they hired you, and what does it continue to look for when finding new people?
Yeah, so, you know, because of what we do, you know, being developing technology to solve plastic pollution and then being able to demonstrate that at full scale, we have an opportunity to really recruit and bring kind of the best people into our company. And what we look for when we're hiring people is people who are dedicated to our purpose, you know, and who are dedicated to what we do, you know, versus someone who's just kind of looking for a paycheck, right? So we want to find someone who's dedicated to our purpose and who's in line with our mission of solving plastic pollution. And then once we've kind of identified that candidate and then we've hired them, the great thing about Altera is that we have an opportunity for them to kind of work their way up through our operations team and operate our technology at full scale. And then from that experience, then they have the opportunity to kind of think about if they want to stay within operations, if they want to move into our licensing business where we're, you know, helping, working with our customers to develop licensing packages for building new Altera plants, or if they want to join the tech development team and develop the new technology. So, you know, though we're a small company, I feel like we kind of punch above our weight on the opportunities for people to when they join the company, where they want their career to go.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Scott. I appreciate having you on the show today.
Thanks. Great to be here.